After Iris and I split up as a writing team, I was starting all over again, trying to make it on my own, as those famous Mary Tyler Moore Show lyrics said. I told Gary that I'd seen her new show and knew I could write it. How did I know? It's called chutzpah, French for balls, and I had some, it seems. Actually, she was situated in the Midwest, working in a small local TV station, and so had I, both those things. It seemed like fate. Because Gary knew the guys there, they were willing to take his recommendation about me, though I had nothing to show them that I had written alone. I practiced my stories in front of Arthur, who smiled at the appropriate times. Then I rehearsed over and over in the car as I drove to the studio. I'm sure passers-by thought I was a crazy person, as I animatedly delivered my material, checking my expressions in the rearview mirror. I was nervous, but determined. I had wanted this so long, and now was my big chance. I pitched 3 stories to Jim Brooks and Alan Burns, the creators of the show. A little intimidating, though nice. And David Davis and Lorenzo Music, the story editors. Lorenzo doubled as the voice of the marvelously droll Carlton, the doorman on Rhoda, as well as a lot of other voiceover work. He and David were in my corner from the beginning, realizing how hard this was for a new writer. They laughed wholeheartedly, and I kept my eye contact with them as I performed. They were so supportive and sweet, I am forever grateful. Lorenzo also did the warm-ups for the audience during tapings. That helped getting them in the mood to laugh. In between shots and scenes, he was like a little mischievous pixie. David Davis was married to Julie Kavner, who played Rhoda's sister. The whole atmosphere at MTM was rare, as other shows were war zones. Laverne and Shirley was notorious for it. I left the office with the promise of an assignment if they got picked up for a full season, which fortunately they did. Surprisingly enough, CBS was not sure about the show, initially stuck it on a Tuesday. Believe it or not, the reviews were not good. Remember the times. It was not common for a woman in the early 70s to not want to be married first and foremost. This character's fiancé had dumped her. To be a career woman with stirrings of feminism, sticking up for oneself was not expected in a TV heroine. Here was an actress who had been the beloved wife of Dick Van Dyke. Now she was at work, forming a family with colleagues, and starting friendships with women who were not always that friendly. Radical thinking, particularly about Mary, America's sweetheart, who every man loved and wanted to protect and every woman wanted to be. This could be dangerous to women viewers and their roles in society. Fortunately for me and the show, Fred Silverman, the whip-smart exec, came in and moved it to Saturday, where it became part of the must-see lineup, later with MASH, Bob Newhart, All in the Family, and the Carol Burnett Show. That lineup, along with the growing women's movement, which latched onto the show as important, got the Mary Tyler Moore franchise a lot of attention. In comedy, as in life, timing is everything. I should have been terrified writing this script alone, but ignorance is bliss. I always say I started on top and it was downhill after that. That wasn't really true, but the MTM experience was so far superior to any other. Other shows would give you a 20-minute story meeting and send you home to write. Then sometimes they'd wonder why the script was not what they had in mind. I am not a mind reader. Well, actually, I am. I have ESP. I really do. But writers deserve to get the kind of detailed feedback we got at MTM. Once I got my assignment, we had an all-day story meeting where we fleshed out the story together. This gave a detailed blueprint from which to begin. Frankly, if I'd had to struggle to get an assignment, I don't know if I would have been able to hang make it at all. I may have been gutsy, but I was not resilient, or so I thought.